The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. I shall ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we shall come to him and make our home with him. Those who do not love me do not keep my words, and my word is not my own. It is the word of the one who sent me. I have said these things to you while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear people of God, once again I welcome you to our celebration this morning on this Sunday. And this is a special Sunday in the life of the church. Jesus' promise to his disciples of the Holy Spirit is fulfilled today on this special day of Pentecost. Pentecost, in the literary meaning of the word, meaning 50th, happens to be the 50th day after the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. As we have been celebrating the liturgy, especially in our sacrifices of masses, every day and every time since the resurrection of the Lord, the liturgy of the word has been giving us details about how Jesus resurrected from the dead, his constant appearance to his disciples, so that they can be able to remember what he used to tell them. You remember the very messages of Christ to his disciples. "Soon I will be going and I will come back." And the disciples were puzzled. What does our master mean? Going soon and coming back. Referring to two instances to take place in his life. One, dying and rising again on the third day. And secondly, the ascension to his Father and promising to come again on the last day. And later on, Jesus promises his disciples the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, the Paraclete. And he gives this promise when he's leaving them and going back to the Father. He tells them, "I will send you someone to be with you, to remind you of all the things I have taught, to strengthen you and comfort you, because the mission you are about to take on is not a simple one. And above all, the Holy Spirit I am sending you will teach you even many, many more things, which will help you to carry on my mission." My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the celebration of Pentecost, especially for us as believers in Christ, is a day when we remember the birth of the Catholic Church, the Church of Christ. Jesus is sending out his disciples to go and preach his word to the ends of the earth. And Jesus is aware that with the help of the Holy Spirit as their guide in all times, to strengthen them even in the times of trouble, times of persecution, definitely because not everyone is willing to listen to the word of God, even in our current times right now in the world, there are so many people who are not interested in the word of God. They are not interested in hearing anything about Christ. And some of them have the courage even to persecute those who have offered their lives to go and preach the good news. Jesus sends the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, the Advocate, Paraclete, Advocate, someone who is very close to you in the times of difficulty, to give comfort and consolation, to give courage and strength. Most of the times, we as human beings, when we are faced with challenges and difficult times, we always need people to be close to us, to give us comfort, to give us courage. And when we have them close to us, we have a lot of confidence and we are able to find strength and carry on. Jesus knows that the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, reigning in the lives of his apostles, they will be able to do his ministry and carry it on even in his absence. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this is a special day for us today, to celebrate as we receive the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, into our lives with his gifts. We receive him with his tongues of fire, filling our lives, filling our hearts. But then we have to remember that the gifts of the Holy Spirit we are receiving in our lives are meant for us to share with other people and help them be prepared and well disposed to receive the Holy Spirit as well, so that they can also be partakers in the ministry of Christ. It is not an individual responsibility. We have to do it collectively. Let us pray today that with the help of the Holy Spirit, whom we are receiving with his gifts, we would be able to commit our lives to the service of God, and that constantly we shall be able to search for God the rest of our lives and be able to carry on the mission and the responsibility Jesus is giving us today. The Lord be with you.